Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and anybody else who might need it. As usual, we're your hosts, Imani.
And Candace.
Hey, guys, we're back. And is this going to be our last show of the year? Yeah.
What's today's date?
We won't do another one like Christmas weekend.
Oh, the next weekend from now is Christmas weekend?
I think so. Hold on, let me look at the date. 2 weeks from now. Yep, it's
It's
Christmas.
like the seventh, ain't it?
Ma'am,
What's
today's the
today's
eighth.
date?
2 weekends from now. Oh, well, wait, hold on. It's Sunday. So the next weekend is the 14th. The weekend after that is the 21st. Right?
I'd be down to record the weekend before Christmas.
I think we can do that. Let me look at what I'm doing that weekend. Oh, I think I can.
Okay.
I think I can actually. Okay, so never mind. Just kidding. Not our last
Because then we
episode.
could do like an end of year show because, like people
No.
can listen to it. Not like
Oh.
a straight up end of year show, but like it's our last
I
show
was
of the
about to say,
year.
because last year I did that end of the year wrap up. I'm not doing another one of those.
No, I definitely wasn't talking about anything like that. I was talking about literally us record and like be talking. I mean, last year I know we kind of talked about, I was just talking about like it's literally like it's the end of the
Just a
year.
yes, I know what you
We're
mean.
about to
Like an
literally
episode
start,
at
like
the
we're about to
last.
start a new decade. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, sure, fine. I'm just not doing no more wrap-ups for any reason at all. Don't ask. I'm not doing it. It took too long. It was very tedious. No thanks. Unless somebody else gonna do it for us.
That was your creative juices, girl. So if you say no, I totally
Ain't
understand.
gonna matter because I ain't doing it anyway.
There you go.
Hey
There it is.
guys. So this is not our last episode of the decade. This is our last episode before our last episode of the decade. So, go ahead, Candace. You got it.
Oh, for the pickup line. True. Okay. What you over there doing? It sounds like you tap dancing.
Girl, I am trying to pick up a pen and it's sliding everywhere.
Never guessed that you was trying to grab at it at everything like typing. Any, I would have never
No.
guessed that all of that noise came
It
from grabbing a pen.
was up against something and I was trying to get it in between my nails and the pen being slippery. It just was not working out. I don't know what was going on just now.
Okay. Pickup line of the week. You're so hot. When I look at you, I get a tan.
That's cute.
Yeah, except we don't really. I mean, we get
I was gonna
tans,
say,
but.
I get a great tan every summer.
Yeah.
I love tanning, actually. I mean,
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
do it on purpose,
I don't know if
but.
I want to look at nobody that's going to give me a tan because I don't really care to. Like, I don't. Well, I mean, just be honest. I don't really care to get darker. Like, because I'd be, like, looking purple during the
I
summer.
love it. I've gotten very dark in the summer, and I really enjoy it. I just.
Well, you lighter than me, though.
Yeah, but I can get pretty dark in the summer, and it's like a red dark. It's great. I don't know. But I do be
Yeah, I turn
annoyed that
like
I have to buy a
orange
whole all new
and purple.
makeup.
My undertone is really weird, so I feel like I turn like orange when I get darker. So I don't
And my
really.
hair lightens too. Like my natural hair.
Yeah.
Like my edges be blonde.
That my cousin, she's like chocolate. Well, no, she's like darker than that. But she and her hair turns blonde in the summer, so that was always funny when we was growing up. Cause she would get like this streak that comes in her hair, and people always thought she colored her hair. She's like, "No, the sun be bleaching my hair," and nobody believed her.
I love it. I don't like my, well, I don't mind my winter color. I just hate that I be ashy in the winter. And that
Yeah,
contributes to the color that I am. I be rusty.
around my cheeks definitely gets like my face gets really pale. And like
Yes.
around, I feel like I lose like density in my cheeks yes. or something like
that. And my feet be so white, like banana yellow. My feet be so girl. White.
I'm so glad my feet match my body now. And, like, it ain't even all the way match, but it's way closer. When I was little, I never wanted to wear sandals. I always had on sneakers. So it looked like I had on, to me, I felt like it looked like I had on a sock all the time at first. It used to be so much lighter than my leg. I was like, that is not cute.
Well,
it's still kind of lighter, but it's not
yeah,
as bad.
That's the thing about us. We don't, like, I feel like I don't know a single person whose body. Like their entire well maybe my dad I feel like my dad's complexion is pretty even yeah I don't know I'd be mad though
my shoulders definitely complexion. It's hard for them to lose a tan that's one thing that gets really black is my shoulders
y'all put on your sunscreen I know people think that we're black and we have melanin and we don't have to protect ourselves from the sun. That is a lie.
Skin cancer is real.
Skin cancer does affect black people. You can get sunburnt. I don't know who told us we couldn't, but I also believe that we couldn't get sunburned. And then I got a very bad sunburn, and it was embarrassing.
It feels like the sun is trapped in your body.
It feels like your body is swollen and trying to, like, you have something underneath your first layer of skin that's trying to bust out. Like, that's what it feels like. It's horrible. My legs look like two boiled hot dogs. That's how burnt I was. It was just really bad.
And that peeling is itch. Not fun either.
I just hate it. Hate it.
And you really look
yes. I've been using I just started using this. I saw it on the internet and then I linked up with them in Miami because they was doing a pop-up shop. And Black Girl Sunscreen. Obviously men can use it too, but it's for it's like a sunscreen specifically for black people. They are not paying me to say this. This is, I guess, advertisement for them. It's you know how sometimes when we use sunscreen, you put it on your skin and it makes that film, like it's like filmy, it's like a white, like a tone on your skin, like a it makes you look rusty, like ashy.
It's like thick on top of your skin. Yeah.
Well, this does not do that. It's so good that I can wear it underneath makeup. Like I put it on my face, my arms, legs, everywhere. At Curl Fest, I was wearing it underneath my makeup, and it didn't even make my face greasy or anything. Like, it's really good. I enjoyed it. And I have greasy skin. Like, I'm an oily person in general. But I put the sunscreen on, then I put a primer over top of it and just put my makeup on, and I was good all day. It was great.
That's crazy. I've always been so scared to put sunscreen on my face because my face is super sensitive to a lot of stuff. And then, like, the smell of sunscreen just... smells like I'm gonna break out. I'm like, it's too strong.
Before that sunscreen, so, I really would not. That. I didn't put sunscreen on my face for real, because I was looking gray, like it was ugly.
Right, just walking around looking like that man with the white nose. They just do too much with the sunscreen. I feel like my whole body feel like that when I got my sunscreen.
Speaking of sunscreen, I will be in Nigeria in a couple of weeks, and I cannot wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
When do you leave?
And I will be back on...
That's exciting.
I leave on the 1st, but I'll be back on the 2nd. So, it's lit.
Oh, okay. That's exciting. Well, safe travels. That's going to be
really
fun.
Yes, I can't wait.
You'll have to tell us how you're preparing for it on the next show.
I can do that. Cool. I'll do that. All right, so for this episode, last couple of year, or I don't know, I forget if it was just last year or there was another year before that, but we do some kind of holiday something. We've talked about gift giving before, but something really interesting popped up on the internet on Twitter, and I was like, this will be a great holiday season episode topic.
I think it's made it to the show.
Did it? I didn't see it. Dang. Okay, well, I hope it did, so y'all have some context. Miss Sean, this lady that I follow, the woman that created Black Girl Magic, she created the term Black Girl Magic. She posted a picture of a Tupperware container full of cookies with Lewis and an exclamation point on the front of it. That is her husband's name. And she tweeted it with this caption: some woman on the old man's job baked him some cookies. I brought all of them to work to share with my team because don't effing play with me, stranger B. Now, she was exaggerating how she actually felt about the situation. And we know that because I followed the tweets after, and she wasn't actually like offended, but to her and to a lot of people, gifting someone's husband or significant other, especially with baked goods or cooking, is deemed flirting. And there was a lot of takes about this on the internet. Like, so many people, there was an array of responses. Some people were agreeing with her, like, no, we don't do that. Some people were like, girl, over some cookies, it is never that serious. And so I was,
but hey, it is sometimes.
You never know. So I was just like, let's bring it to the show and see how you and I unpack this whole thing. Now, there isn't much on the internet, like, as far as digging the scene goes, and that's what we're about to do now. We're about to jump into digging the scene. I didn't find much in the way of just like articles and stuff on it, and I looked specifically for, is cooking for a man flirting? Now, a lot of people will say, like, you know, it is something special that you do. And I hate that I can't find the follow-up thread. I think she deleted some tweets because people were carrying on so much. But there was a follow-up thread about why this might be, why she explained, like, why this might be considered flirting. And so first, before I go there, how do you feel about, in general, your significant other getting gifts from your from their coworkers or from outside parties
at
anybody,
work.
Whether it be cooking or just like a gift. How are you feeling about that?
So, I don't have like a standard reaction for that, but it does. I will say it's definitely circumstantial. Mm-hmm. Like, it depends on the person. It depends on what I feel like their intent is. And also, I ain't gonna lie, for one, definitely depends on if they told me about the gift or not. Because if it's something that I had to, like, find and you didn't say nothing. And I'm not saying, before people, like, women always jump to conclusions. I'm not saying, you know, that they're intentionally trying to hide it. But, like, I would be like, you know, somebody must have gave it to you that you probably felt was inappropriate. Or you just felt it was that insignificant, which is fine. But if I find it, I'm ask, you know. And then I'm going to wonder, well, what was their intentions? Because if you didn't care about it to, like, just throw it away, this is probably somebody you don't know, and why are they buying you something? You know, so I've had, as you all know, I've dated somebody I worked with before, and I will say the weirdest thing is, like, stuff being delivered for him. Because I'm like, oh, what? Like, who bought you an edible arrangement? Why would somebody do that? Like, what? Dead serious, like, edible arrangement. Now, what was saving him is that he would bring it to me, but I would be bothered. Like, I don't want this from, I'm going to eat it because it's an edible arrangement. But it's like, you know, I don't know. It's always weird because you just wonder, or at least I do. I always wonder what people's intentions are. Now, there's a difference in, like, you know, like, friends that you have that get you things because maybe y'all exchange gifts. Me and my friends exchange gifts. If I am seriously dating someone, I would not want to accept gifts from the opposite sex. That's not my family. And that's just my preference. Like, I don't really exchange gifts, especially for, like, holidays, maybe birthdays, but, like, holidays and stuff, I don't really exchange gifts for real with, like, my male friends. When I'm so, like, in a relationship, I'm kind of cool on them not getting me something because I wouldn't, like, send them something to their house. That's just me and my preference. So I dated a guy and he does have a female best friend, and I guess I'm always, like, kind of leery of stuff if I don't quite understand the relationship. And then I was irritated because 1 year she bought the same thing I bought him.
Best baby.
So I was like, okay, girl, like, listen, you could have just sent the card. But I don't know, it's not nothing that I take serious. Like, I mean, when you were first reading that tweet, I was kind of like, oh, okay. Some cookies. But, I mean, you did take your personal time.
See, okay. Because we about to go there. Because
this old lady just sent a picture to my boyfriend. And I was like, what? Why is she sending? He said, he was laughing saying she sent him a selfie.
What's funny about that?
Right. He was like, no. She had cooked. And, you know, she used to bring me food when she cooked. So she was sending me a picture to tell me she mixed me. No, that old lady is choosing. He, like, the man ain't nowhere near you no more.
This is my thing.
It's just weird, though.
This is my thing with giving gifts and receiving gifts and all of that kind of stuff. Because I have some platonic male friends that I would buy a gift for. I also would get a gift for their family. Like, if they have a significant other, I would get them something that... I would either get them both something, or I would get them something that they could share or whatever.
To use together. I agree.
And I wouldn't be doing it in no sneaky kind of way or whatever.
Right.
I don't have any male friends that
if it's not something you can present in front of their person.
I don't have any male friends who I have any kind of tension with their significant others. I'm cool with everybody. I don't jump over myself to be in their face all the time. But, like, you know, I keep my respectful distance because that's just who I am. But nobody is stupid. I'm just a person at 30 years old. Since I just turned 30 and all, you know, congratulations to me.
Yes, start at 30 around. But,
even like right before that, like I'm not a person that's going to believe that you don't know when somebody is flirting with you, or you don't suspect that someone is flirting with you. Yes, there are times when somebody jumps out the window with something like, okay, like maybe they have been throwing little hints that you didn't catch, but on Christmas they do something wild, or on Valentine's Day they do something that makes you be like, okay, so they really were flirting, but you suspected before that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you are not creating healthy boundaries between you and whoever this other person is that's not a part of our relationship, then that's not on the other person. To me, that's your fault. That's you for entertaining whatever flirting it is that they're doing, for making them feel like it would be okay for them to do something like that. Or if you didn't make them feel like it was okay to do something like that, you accepted the gift without a disclaimer, like a thank you, my family and I will enjoy this, or wait till I tell Imani that you got us something like this. This is really nice of you, type of thing. Like, I need you to set that healthy boundary and then start distancing yourself if you believe they're flirting. Now, if there's some kind of office thing where everybody's exchanging gifts, it's not that big of a deal. You know, whatever. I'm not about to police your behavior because I'm grown. I don't have time for that. I really don't. I know somebody's flirting with me, or I suspect when someone is flirting with me, I know how to say, this is very nice of you, but I don't think I should accept this. And draw a healthy boundary there. And hopefully, you know, things can still be cool. But if they can't, I don't know what to tell you, you know? So I expect you to do the same thing. Now, specifically about cooking, I can't find this woman's thread, but I just want to, there were things up from it that I remember. What she was saying is, women societally have been conditioned to believe that cooking for someone is nurturing for them. So when you are cooking for a man, you're telling them something. You're not, or even if you're not opposite sex attracted, if you're same sex attracted as a woman, if you were raised in the kind of household that held on to some of your societal norms, cooking for someone is a labor of love. It is something that you do to show someone that you're interested in them, or to show someone you care about them.
Or you can care for them.
And that's where she went with it. And because somebody else tweeted, if y'all be accepting drinks from men in the club. And she was like, that's not the same thing. And I sat there for a second waiting on the next tweet because I was kind of like, I don't know. Because I've gotten yelled at for accepting a drink from some man in the club. But she was like, it's not.
Because it's inviting.
She said it's not the drink. It's the money that the man values, because it don't take nothing for you to hand a waitress or whatever $12, because the bartender is making the drink, they're doing the labor, you ain't doing nothing standing there. For you to slide me some cash, that is gonna be assumed that you're flirting with me, because men value their financial status. So it would be the equivalent of some man giving me some money, or some man giving me something that costs a lot of money. A drink don't cost that much. It's not that serious, is what she was saying. I don't necessarily have a problem with drinks being bought and buying drinks, but
I wouldn't want a woman buying my man.
I truly do not care, because at the end of the day, again, it's about the boundary that you draw. And if I'm dating someone who does things like this for people and it's not flirting to them, whatever. But if I know that you are the type of person that believes that buying something for somebody is flirting, yes, I'm going to side-eye you if you tell me you bought a girl a drink in the club. Like, what are you doing? So
very true.
That's the same with me with dancing. I'm a dancer. Dancing with someone does not mean anything romantic, and it never will. Unless I am doing a certain type of dancing, maybe. But
just doing the most.
But I'm talking about in private. Like, in public, any dancing that I do in public, I'm not going to... It probably don't mean too much because I just dance. This is just me, and dancing with someone is what you do to me. Like, so if I see you dancing with somebody, it ain't going to be that big of a deal unless you are the type of person that don't dance with nobody unless you feeling them. Now I'm side-eyeing you like, okay, I'm sorry. Don't play with me. So this type of thing to me is one of those things where it's just a personal thing in your relationship, and it takes either person to draw those boundaries. I don't think it has to be all those, no, you can never cook for someone, or you can never do this and that and the other, or you have to always do this and that and the other. It's just, does this make you uncomfortable? Yes or no, why? Type of thing. And the two of y'all need to figure out, you know, where you draw those lines. And don't play with me at the end of the day. Right. At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And that was my thing with the little old lady. Like, I knew she liked to cook for him and stuff, and he didn't see it as a big deal because he was like, you know, she comes and she brings food for the whole dealership. But and I know she's an old lady, but like, I'm like, no, nah, she kind of started when he said she said. I was like, okay, she don't need to do that no more. And he respected how I felt about it because I didn't make it no big deal. I was just like, that's weird, like, because it's never like she. I mean, and I didn't interact with her much. She wasn't like a flirtatious person with him or anything like that, but at the same time, like, girl, you don't play with me either.
Yeah,
because that don't make like it's that's I just felt like that was a reach.
It is a reach. Like, and I like, dare I say, whoever received
and
it,
I, she didn't, like I said, she wasn't flirts. I like I said, I don't think she was ever flirtatious, but I never seen her being like super motherly to anybody anyway, so I didn't because when she baked this stuff, she only gave it to the men, and I feel I'm not going to take it upon myself to say that he knew, because I don't know like what the men at all took from that. I just always thought it was weird because I'm like, dang, you made cupcakes, why you ain't asking that? I want a cupcake. Like, I think that, like you said, it's women trying to show their value, and that is something that they do value and show like what this is. And it's always weird to me when women feel the need to show their cooking ability to men, because I'm always like, what are you trying to get across outside? Like, you trying to show them that you can make a home for him? Like, that's what I be perceiving it as. So I mean, it wasn't deep, but I definitely was like, okay, now I gotta side eye her, because what I just thought it was, me personally, I thought it was inappropriate. So I just expressed that I thought that was weird that she would take a picture of
and it is to me.
And at the end of the day, why you can't leave you out
of
it?
You literally could have taken a picture of the food. And again, I truly believe this is where we draw boundaries. Because if she's cooking for all the men in the office, cool. If she's sending selfies to all the men in the office, I don't know. But
well, he doesn't work there anymore, which is why she sent it to him, which made it even weirder to me.
Exactly. So here's my thing. This is time for you to draw a boundary. You can ignore the message so that she knows I'm not, you know, entertaining this or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where you draw the boundary to say, ma'am, this is a little inappropriate. and you can do that by saying nothing. Excuse me. But here's my next question, because this is something that I saw on Digging the Scene a little bit. Should you, if you think that someone at your significant other's job is flirting with them, is it for you to confront them? When you go to the Christmas party and you finally see the girl that has been, or the woman, excuse me, that has been flirting with your man on the job, are you going to say something to her?
I never feel like it's my place to have to check them unless he's already said that it is and they're being inappropriate. I'm not having a conversation with her. I'm having a conversation with him. Like, I don't need to talk to her. I don't work with her. I don't see her. Now, if it's on some, like, he's already asked her not to do certain things and she's still doing certain things, then I would say something. I don't know if I would want to make a scene at the Christmas party and embarrass myself and my partner, but that's the only time I would feel like I need to step in and have a conversation, is if my significant other has told them that they feel it's inappropriate and they continue to do what they're doing.
But then, otherwise, like, what are you going to say? Like, what are you going to do? Like, if they've already said something to them and then you say something and then what?
What you want me to
be? No, I'm asking. What is what are you saying to them?
Well, I mean, for me, the conversation is, you know, I feel like you're starting to get a bit inappropriate, and I know that he's asked you to stop, so I'm asking you myself. And if we got to have a conversation again, then it's going to be a different kind of conversation. Like, I think that's all that I need to say. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see a need to be super confrontational. I'm just going to lay it flat out. Don't do that anymore. Like, clearly, I had to come talk to you like you're a child. Don't do that anymore. And if you do that anymore, then it's going to be a different conversation at that point. Like, I mean, there's only so much control I feel like you have in that situation because you don't work it.
I asked because I don't see the point of saying anything at all. I really don't. Like, even if
that's what I'm saying.
They, my partner has already said something to this person and they continue, that's an HR issue. Like, what am I going to do? Because, yes, if I go confront this person, I am going with the intention of being very confrontational. I'm not about to chastise no grown person about flirting with my husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, going and saying, hey, can you please stop? What do I look like?
Oh, it's not going to be a, hey, can you please stop? Well, but either I feel way, like, if we're going to be around each other, I can acknowledge that I don't like what you're doing.
I mean, I feel like that's the job of whoever is my partner, to let them know that this is not okay.
But I said that. I'm not saying that
you are wrong. I'm saying I would not do that. And I'm saying I wouldn't because I think it's not going to do anything. And it might do something. But to me, it's a waste of my breath because what? You know what I'm saying? I don't work there. I'm going to go and say something to them and they're going to say what? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. And then be back at work doing whatever they want. And I'm not there. I don't. So to me, you work there. You put this person on notice that this is not okay with me because you're a grown person and you have autonomy. You need to be the one to go and say something. Then if it gets to be inappropriate in the workplace, you need to go to HR and tell them that this person is being inappropriate in the workplace. Otherwise, quit coming home and telling me that this person is flirting with you if you're not going to do anything about it and if there's nothing you can do about it. Because there's nothing I can do about it either unless we're going to fight. You already know me. I'm not going up to nobody just to say, hey, I don't like that you're flirting. Now, in another life, I would have, like, as a younger person. But it never solves anything because people don't, if they're disrespectful of the fact that your partner already told them to stop, they're going to disrespect you when you ask them to stop. That's how I feel. And it may not happen, but that's in my mind what's going to happen is that they've already disrespected my partner's wishes to stop flirting with them. Or my partner has been lying to me and they are not telling them that this is not okay, which is something that I have directly experienced, that this person is flirting with you and you're coming back and telling me all this stuff. And I say, well, what are you saying to them? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I told them that it's not okay. And then come to find out you ain't said nothing. And that's why they continue to flirt, because you're flirting back. So to me, I can only handle what is in my control. My behavior is in my control. My expectation for my partner's behavior is in my control. And if my partner is disrespectful of that, I can handle that situation. If the lady at work is disrespectful of that, my partner needs to be handling that, because I don't work there. And I don't have to come into contact with this person but once a year at a Christmas party, cookout, whatever, maybe, whatever. And even then, if I don't have to talk to this person, I really don't. So that's just where I'm at with it now, because I feel like keeping my peace is way more important than confronting somebody about something as simple as do not flirt with my boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife on the job. You know better than to do that. And nobody had to tell you that. It's either my partner is entertaining it or you're just being super disrespectful, and that's an HR concern. That's just how I feel about it at work.
I mean, I feel like if it gets to you after they've asked them to stop, then that's probably followed them home, and it's not just happening at work, which is why I said I would address it if I need to. But I'm just thinking about, like, obsessed, and that lady was wilding. So that's the mindset I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about the please stop baking me cookies and they're still baking you cookies type thing. You can just throw that in the trash. You don't got to tell me that. I was thinking as far as, like, in obsessed, how that lady went. I mean,
a police,
I don't,
concern.
Know, that's just me. Part of my piece is me.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody is that obsessed, that's a police concern. Because if they're that obsessed, they definitely are not listening to you when you say, can you please stop? Or can you, if I have to tell you again to stop, then it's going to be another kind of conversation. What's the warning doing? They know.
Well,
call the cop.
I would have a conversation. I don't got an issue having a conversation if I need to And if I feel like I need to say something, then I would say something.
Yeah, and that's just, I don't feel like I need to. I feel like you can if you want to. I don't feel there's a need to because I just don't feel like it's my job to do that. It's, I don't know. I don't like to babysit. That's really how it comes, what it comes down to. I don't like to babysit. I don't like to be involved in stuff that don't got nothing to do with me. And somebody at work flirting with you does not have anything to do with me. And if you're not going to fix it, then we about to fix this relationship. That's how I'm going to feel about it.
Yeah. Nothing issue. Yeah, I was pissed at first.
Okay, so then if we are doing in like a gift exchange or whatever at work or at church or wherever it is that y'all frequent, what would you consider some appropriate and inappropriate gifts to give somebody who is in a relationship?
I mean, appropriate is like some socks or something. I don't think you should go buy them no drawers.
Like, do not buy me any underwear at the company picnic.
Please. Right. I don't think you should go buy no underwear, nothing like that. I think people who make personalized gifts that deal with like memories of the two of them is a little treading the line to me. No, for real. Like, if you like make a mug of me and you on a cup, that might be a little.
I didn't even think about that. That is inappropriate. Or a blanket with a compilation of y'all pictures over the last 5 years that y'all worked together.
Right. Like something like that. Or like you talking about like this is the napkin that we use. Like, and you making stuff simple, like sentimental, like that stuff is inappropriate. To me, for real, like that's just what my mind does me. Like when I think of inappropriate, I think of people that just like extremely inappropriate. Reach, and it's like, bro, what
that
are
is
you
so
doing?
Funny.
Like this was not. Don't do that. So that type of stuff is inappropriate to me. I think
that is so funny because I really.
I don't know. I feel like appropriate things. I mean, like of course, like little like. I mean, it ain't got to be expensive because I'm cheap. On the white elephant gifts, I always go to $20 off and stuff.
Girl,
like
you
that.
Better than me.
But
$20.
The $20 thing at Walmart, you could get stuff. It looked like you spent the whole lot. I bought a foot spa one time. You know, these air fryers, depending on what size you get, they cheap now. So, like, stuff like that, like something for the house. Or if they have children, I think, like, I don't see a big deal with, like, gifting them with something for
right,
their kids,
yeah, that's cute.
Or something like that. I think stuff like that is appropriate. And like I said, like just trying to make stuff like sentimental is just kind of a reach for me because it seemed like it like is too personal. So yeah, draws is inappropriate. Like I said, don't get no pictures of me and you on a mug. Like, stuff like that. And I'm speaking from the sense of you know that they're dating someone type of thing. Because maybe that's you shooting your shot if this is fully single people. I don't know. But I would consider that type of stuff to be inappropriate.
Yes, I agree. Like, I think that things that are too personal or too sentimental would definitely be a little bit inappropriate for somebody who's in a relationship. Anything that's, like, a secret inside something, like, well, and
yeah, I was gonna funny. Say that too.
Yeah, like cool, but like mm-hmm. getting something that they and keep this between me and you type of thing, I think that is very inappropriate, even if it's not
right.
something
or something that I said that I wanted my partner to get me. I think,
if you heard me say, I hope he really gets me tickets to such and such, and he didn't get them, and then you'd be like, oh,
you buy
Secret Santa, I'm gonna be like, no.
Take it back. I don't want it. Sorry, I can't accept it. And we got to be okay with saying that mm-hmm. too. Because some people reach and you just got to be like, I'm sorry. That was a nice gesture. But honestly, I think you could. I feel like it's rude to not say it's a nice gesture, but you almost could leave it out if it was inappropriate.
Yes, I agree. And I told myself that this past year, I was going to do better about saying thank you. if I don't appreciate what was done. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, as women, mm-hmm. we always have to coddle men's feelings when we reject them. So, yes. for real, and that's for our safety sometimes. People might think that's dramatic, but sometimes
yes,
you be wilding when you... Yes, they just automatically feel rejected. Disrespected by anything that you said. And I, at this point, I'm mm-hmm. tired of saying, thank you, I appreciate the thought, but if I didn't appreciate the thought, like, I don't appreciate you sending me whatever it was that you sent me that is very inappropriate. I don't appreciate you buying me something that I said, do not buy me. I don't appreciate, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, to leave out, it was nice of you to do this, but if it was not nice of them to do that, I totally agree. I totally right. agree. But I also feel you if you would rather say thank you, because it does, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's
uncomfortable to not.
It is, and you never know how people are going to react, and I would hope nobody would start, mm-hmm. you know, being crazy on your job, but also, like, if it's a superior or something like that, and they do something that's mm-hmm. inappropriate.
Don't buy something super expensive.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if one of my bosses bought me something that was inappropriate. How do I approach saying this was inappropriate without risking my job type of thing? Like, what if they right. take it the wrong Ooh. Way and they say, HSI. You know, they say, oh, okay, that's all right. And then the next thing you know, I'm in a hostile work environment. Like, you just never know. So mm-hmm. sometimes you do feel like you either have to accept it or you have to thank them first before.
Yes, before mm-hmm. rejecting it.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I didn't even think about that until you started. Mm-hmm. I'm weak. I'm about to get my coworkers some mugs with our pictures on them. I'm gonna get a big puzzle made with a big picture of us on it, and I'm be like, "We're gonna sit together and put this together." And then when it's all put together, they're gonna be like, "Okay, she is psycho."
Ma'am, where did you get these? And why would you make it?
I'll be like, "Ta-da! Best coworkers for life."
Does anyone have glue?
And then I'm going to put little pictures of their wives and kids and husbands and stuff in the corner. Like, I wanted to include everyone. Oh. They're going to be like, get her out of here.
Right. Ma'am, where'd you find these photos?
I took them off your Facebook.
Getting creepy. They're like, all right, Helga Pataki. Oh, yeah, a shrine. Please don't bring a shrine. That's very
It really is. At the end of the day, whatever is appropriate for you and your relationship, please be respectful of that. And if other people are disrespectful of that, the respectful thing for you to do is to check that. Is to say, you yes. know, I see what you're doing here, but this is inappropriate considering I'm in a relationship. You know, moving forward, can we not do this type of thing? And she said that someone underneath this cookie thing wrote something mm-hmm. nice that he could say back. And it was just basically, thank you for these cookies, but I can't possibly eat these alone. I hope you don't mind that I share them with the rest of the office. I'll be sure to tell them they're from you. So that, good. You know what I'm saying? So that safe. You like,
you make it clear, like, this is not a personal
exactly. This is not no personal
me.
Moment. Like, we're not having a thing. This is a batch of cookies that I'm about to share with everybody, and you better be okay with it, because mm-hmm. that's all we can do. I think that's what I would have done. I wouldn't have taken them home. Like, there's no use of those bringing into my
did
home.
Did he eat them?
No, he didn't. I don't know if he ate container? Any, but it's a whole container of cookies in this post with the lid still on it. And she said the lady ain't getting her Tupperware back either.
I never understand that. I mean, like, I've never went home like, what am I going to bake for my coworker today? Like, I just never been like that. So when people
I don't like cooking,
like when
so.
even like the old, like the old lady, and I really can't get too much into detail clearly, but like even that was always weird to me. Like when she did, and then I was like, okay, maybe she just really likes to cook. I don't like to cook like
yeah,
this.
And
so
there
I'm
are
definitely
people that
not
do.
Going home to bake somebody no cookies, and they just mm-hmm. want to share it. And I get that, but it just never been my thing. So I'm always, like, intrigued when people are choosing to do that. Now, these edible arrangements, I still can't understand that. Like, I'm like, somebody went and spent that good money. Like, my, this other lady I worked with, like, people, when they started working, they were always, like, at the end of the year, when I tell you, she would get buku gifts from people, like, chocolates. This one man sent her chocolates. I said, I'm going to just eat these chocolates for you because I don't think your husband's going to want you to accept these chocolates. So I'm going to take these off your hands. But stuff like that, so it is always weird when people in your workplace do stuff. Like, I also get embarrassed easily off of certain stuff. So I don't really care for people sending me flowers for real anyways. But definitely not nobody that, like, I don't know like that that's just trying to do it. As it might be a nice gesture, and that's cool, but I don't know people's intent. I tried to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but some stuff, like, you just got to call it what it is. And if it's appropriate.
As long as people know your intentions as a person in a relationship, I don't think everybody else's intentions are a concern of mine. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Yes, I don't know everybody's intentions, but I can't police nobody's intentions but my own. So if I'm in a relationship, everyone else needs to know that my intentions are to respect my relationship. So whatever y'all people doing at work, keep it away from me, please. that's just how I feel about it. That's what I was getting at by saying I ain't going to your job to confront nobody. Keep it away from me. Now, let me know so that if I walk into something crazy, yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to your job like, where's the girl that been sending you gifts? I'm about to go talk to her in the bathroom.
I've seen people do it, though. This one lady wrote a whole letter about how her husband was texting some girl, and she aired that girl.
And her husband was the one texting her.
Right. And I was like, this is so crazy. Because for one, the fact that you're doing all this trying to embarrass her, like, and then you're saying that you're mortified, but you are literally, like, embarrassing yourself. This your husband. Why are you not beating his head in right now? Like, what? I don't know. I was trying to understand. Like, because I felt like it was more out of spite of why she was even reporting it. Because I was like, you know, like, to be real, I mean, can't nobody in a company police your relationship or any of that. So, like, the fact that you are coming with the intent to try to get somebody in trouble that's a grown person, like, this ain't the military. Now, in the military, you can go snitch all you want to because they kick folks out for adultery. So,
and, which thing. Is so funny, but because I know so many military people that cheat relentlessly. Mm-hmm. That's like they talk about it being like the culture. But anyway.
But if you get caught,
yeah, you're out of there. All right, y'all, that's it for digging the scene. Don't be baking no cookies for other people's husbands and wives unless you got permission, and unless you're gonna say this is for your
emphasize
family.
Emphasize that part, especially the husband part. I don't know why y'all would want to make something for somebody's husband, anyways. His wife can make some cookies, or somebody's
wife.
And
if he don't deserve cookies, like, don't you make them? I'm just playing.
Right. It might be a reason he ain't getting no brownies this week. Mind your business. That's like a little kid. Don't be giving them candy.
Right. Did you ask somebody? No,
did you
because
ask
I would have said
no.
He
had
it? I used to hate that.
Right. If you would have asked me, could they go out and told you no? They
exactly.
Been for
2 weeks. And that's why all of y'all getting a whooping now.
Now everybody
no punishment. Bye. All right, y'all.
Boss 2.
We can move on.
Okay. So, we are now in the Rescue Me segment. The Rescue Me segment is a segment where we allow our listeners to chime into the conversation and share their dating experiences. So, whether you have a funny story, you maybe heard something we talked about before, and you wanted to give some advice or your feedback, all of that good stuff, you can participate in this part of the show. So, to participate, you can either email us at SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, or you can go onto Anchor. If you click the link in our Instagram bio, it'll take you directly to the page to record a voice message, or you can just record yourself telling the story and then send it in to us like we've done previously, and we'll include it on the show. So this week's letter is from a story that I found online. Y'all know Tinder be having the stories because it's Tinder and that swipe life ain't always right. Okay, so this girl, she's telling a story about how she basically talks too much. So there are so many things about myself that close confidants have advised, no, begged me to not bring up with my dates. I have a pretty big mouth, so I'm no stranger to blurting out information and then lying awake at night wondering why the F I told my date that after watching The Grudge, I slept with all my lights on until 11th grade. and sometimes still do. You know, I've definitely overshared about sleeping with being scared of the dark before. It's not attractive, apparently, but I've done it. I've always been told honesty is the best policy in just about every aspect of life except dating. So I wondered, could we actually make stronger connections and get fewer false positives if we decided there was no such thing as TMI? To test it, I set out to push the boundaries on my dates by sharing dirt that I never before shared, warning someone to use to shape their first impression of me. Okay, so one thing she shares is her dating history. And she said, the first of my three dates was at the movies. Not exactly the best form for getting to know each other, so I knew I had to pack a lot of information in the short
time. We talked about this on an episode.
We had on our walk from Subway. Yes, we did. Oversharing. In our time walking from Subway to the theater. This is my first time meeting Josh. So we both came in with clean slates, and I set out to paint mine with the tales of summer flings, bad breakups, and exes.
Man. That's every episode we ever done.
I casually mentioned that I had gotten out of a relationship 6 months ago and added, actually, it ended pretty badly. Oh, okay, we're going there. He laughed.
Oh my gosh.
That's his way right, of saying, girl, I don't want to hear this. She said, and oh, we did go there. I became a rapid fire effect machine, spewing out stories about my dating history that nobody asked for. He was pretty receptive to the conversation, steering into ex territory, which I guess is normal when you go out with someone with the implicit understanding that you're both looking for a relationship. He wasn't as thrilled, however, when I offered to show him some of the last text exchanges between my ex and I. Too much, man.
What is going on at home? Are you okay?
This is pretty weird, he said. And indeed it was. Nevertheless, I scrolled through paragraph after paragraph explaining what went down and annotating the text as I went.
Sister.
As if that wasn't too, or if that wasn't already too much. I also pulled up the social media account of all my ex-boyfriends and describe each one in detail. I think it's safe to say I lost Josh pretty soon after that. When I finally asked him how his last relationship ended, he just said it was mutual. No further details, which of course made everything I had just shared seem more over the line. After the movie, he said he was tired and would call himself an Uber. When I texted him later that night to ask if he got home okay, he didn't respond. I'm not sure what scared him off more, the fact that I still follow all of my exes on Instagram or the fact that all of them sort of look like him.
Oh my God, lady. Excuse me? What is happening?
First of all, why are you on Tinder and you still hung up on,
you know,
all
people
your
think
exes
that
like
dating someone else will help them get over the last person?
The last three, though? Like, girl, you need to go to therapy. Why would you spend the whole time? Y'all didn't even go to the movie yet. Y'all went to Subway. So this wasn't even a sit-down dinner. And y'all walked to the movie. And during that time, you decided to show this man their Instagram.
Yeah. She would have had to run me.
And walk through all the text messages. I really don't think I would have went to the movie.
Oh, no.
I kind of would have been like, you know.
I would have been like, I'm getting a phone call.
I think I'm going to call this tonight.
From a friend. It's an emergency. I'm going to get up with you later. Blocked.
They're in Alaska, and I have to walk, and it's going to take quite some time. So, can't
right.
stay here too
long. Sorry. Got to go.
Like, she is wilding. So, wow. What I would say to her is you need to take some advice from our TMI. Yes, there is a such thing as too much information. I don't know why you're trying to erase those boundaries. They're there for a reason. Check out our show on oversharing, because you definitely did that, and that's why he probably didn't even call an Uber. Like, that man was probably so scared of you, he jumped in the stranger car, because you did too much. Like, what? That Instagram thing would have had me like, oh, girl, I'm not here to be your home girl. We're
and
literally
I,
on a date when you're showing me.
Do not care. I don't.
Do not care. Which is why when you asked him how it ended, he just said it was mutual. because that's kind of, you don't need to go, it's your first day. Why are you going into detail like that?
It's not okay for you to, I'm glad she did tell him that so that he doesn't have to find out a year from now that she can't get over her exes, but sister, you have to find another hobby or something, because that's too crazy. That is too crazy.
There has to be something that's
to has to be. Like, you need to go online and, like, write a list of subjects that are not your exes before you go on dates. That's not okay.
Oh, my gosh. So, I just want to let y'all know I will be reading another story from her, because she has two more stories that she overshared on her dates. So, we're going to be back with that next time, because the next one is about her mental health.
Okay.
On okay, her honey.
They're gonna block her on life. That's what they're gonna block her on.
They're gonna be like, you know, report this lady. She's a psycho. Probably shouldn't have cell phone access. So, yeah. So, if you have a story like that, we have covered oversharing before, but I mean, there's never too much oversharing. People do it all the time. I actually do it a lot on the show. Like, I just kind of vomit out stuff, and then like after we get done recording, I'm like, wow, I really didn't have to say all that. Especially when I talk about stuff that's like currently happening in my life, because I'm like, probably wasn't nobody's business. But if you would like to share with us, you can, again, like I said, you can email us, you can write us on Instagram, you can DM us on Twitter if you would like, or you could record yourselves via Anchor or on your phone, and you could just send it to our email, which again is savethedatesos@gmail.com, and our Instagram is savethedateshow, and that's our same what is it called?
Handle.
Is it handle on all social media. We can move on. All
right. Let's move on to TrendWatch. This one is specifically for the holidays. I thought it would be a good one because it's the holidays and it's hilarious to me. So this is called Scrooging. Oh, I got it from the Daily Mail. I feel like before we knew that there was a term for this, a lot of people can identify.
Is it when people?
That's exactly what it is. It is when you know that the holidays is coming up and you're like, I ain't buying nothing, so I'm out. And so you just stop talking to them. And then sometimes after the holidays, they pop back up like, girl, I just had such a crazy holiday season. I'm so sorry. You know, whoop, whoop. And you believe them, everything they say and everything. But it's really that they either didn't have any money to buy you anything, or they didn't want to buy you anything and didn't want to have that conversation, which is a conversation that you can just have. You can literally just ask someone, hey, are we exchanging gifts?
Or, hey, I mean, exchange gifts. It's harsh as it may be.
Or, I mean, you can say, hey, were you expecting to exchange gifts? Start the conversation there and then say, or you can just start it off by saying, hey, I know the holidays are coming up. I wasn't necessarily expecting us to exchange gifts. I didn't want to just spring that on you, you know, Christmas Eve, just in case you thought differently. But, you know, let's take this one slowly or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, and I feel like we talked about that did we talk about that on our last holiday episode? About discussing gift giving. If we're exchanging gifts and all that stuff. I mean, I literally just had this conversation with somebody. I was like, hey, are we exchanging gifts this year? He was like, nah, we good. I was like, straight.
I've definitely had people ghost me. Well, not ghost me, but definitely like force an argument.
Yes, that too.
My birthday.
That too. Like,
and then they pop back up like, oh, I was just tripping. Yeah, you also missed my entire birthday and you didn't have to buy me anything. So keep tripping.
Not keep tripping.
Keep on keeping
it. No, for real though. Like, that's another thing. Starting a fight right before a holiday. People especially do this before Valentine's Day. But yeah, like starting something with them so you can ghost them, so that you don't have to think about the holidays when you could literally just talk to people.
So what made them call it Scrooge?
It's the holidays. And you know who Scrooge is.
I mean, I know Scrooge.
And he don't like the holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's just a way of being mean around the holidays. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. By the way, I don't know, like, who I need to get in contact with, but they can literally stop remaking A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
It is so many versions of that movie. Like, every time I get on something and I see somebody talking to a dead person, I'm like, okay, this is another version of a Christmas Carol. Charlie done been a man, woman, dog.
Not a dog. Like, I've never Goofy? Watched any of them.
Remember Goofy was...
I mean, I've seen the Christmas
Goofy
Carol,
but... was...
True.
Yeah, the Goofy was... Well, that's why I said a dog. I'm weak. But, like... He's been like it's been everybody, and I know it was a woman for sure because Chili was, and his name is Charlie, right?
I don't know. I've only seen that movie.
Oh girl, I've seen every single version. The other day, and now Toni Braxton got one, but hers is like her mama is showing her all this other stuff. So she's gonna show her past. She's gonna be all three angels. And I was just like, okay, please stop remaking it. Now, A Diva's Christmas Carol, when I was little, that was my stuff, okay? I love me some Vanessa Williams in that movie. Plus, her outfits was cute, so it made sense. It made me kind of like it, but, like, they keep remaking it. Please stop.
Oh, my gosh.
We got enough. We get it. Scrooge was a butthole. He messed up Lil Timmy Daddy.
Lil Timmy Daddy.
Like, who was his nephew. We know Scrooge was messed up. We get
it. My gosh. Well, that's all I got. Scrooging was all I have for Trend Watch. Keep your eyes and ears
Scrooging
open. We are about to enter a new decade, which means new dating trends. So if you see anything that's interesting and want to throw it my way, please feel free to do so. And we can move on. So lessons learned.
It would be so funny if people like decide to freak out about 2020 like they did like for the
Y2K.
Millennium. For the millennium, yeah.
We really thought the world was going to end.
Buying water. I was like, what was buying water going to do for the world?
There's a podcast about that.
Maybe they were thinking they were going to run out of resources.
Yeah, it was like you can't. It was like you won't be able to use any of your, I forget what it was. Like everything was going to shut down, so we wouldn't be able to get that. I don't know. It was a mess.
I was literally like 10, so I was so confused.
I was like, this is stupid. We didn't buy no water or nothing. We were just at home. Like, matter of fact, no, we weren't. We were at watching
and then,
so... That shows you how much respect we have for the world.
Girl, right. Well, at least y'all okay. in the right
in
place.
The house
if anything would have went down.
Is where we going now. Okay.
Yeah.
Period.
And then it was 2012 was the end of the Mayan calendar, so the world was supposed to end. We threw a party that day.
I was at Watch Night Service again, I'm sure. Oh wait, no, I wasn't.
No, that was like in like May or June or something like that. It was in the summertime. Because I was still in school.
2012, the new year. I was out of undergrad by then.
It wasn't the new year, though. That's what I'm saying. It was like, you might not even live there no more.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was. I moved in August of 2012. But I don't remember, child. I was probably just broke and distressed.
We still feel. Okay. We can move on. Lessons learned.
My lesson learned is just to pick your battles. Sometimes, things like this, do call for discussion, whatever. Sometimes they don't go looking for confrontation when it's stuff like this, in my opinion, because again, you have a whole capable grown partner and you really should hold them accountable to those kinds of things. You know, if it comes down to it and you have to say something, cool. But, you know, you can't be the rowdy girlfriend or boyfriend who is showing up to people's jobs, acting a fool, and getting them fired and all of that because somebody baked your man some cookies.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, that's just a lot to do. So, and I'm also speaking to myself because I used to be that rowdy person. Not to people's jobs, but I definitely was like, okay, well, where she at then?
How was I say, Imani, you went to somebody's job?
No, I was never showing up to people's jobs acting a fool, but I was showing up to people's other places.
Okay.
To their homes and to the club. I sure was.
Mm-hmm. I'll say,
hold on, let me say this. The last time somebody gave my man a gift, it was a cactus for his new office at work.
A cactus?
And he told me about it. Like, oh, my friend such and such gave me a cactus for my office because he got a promotion. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And he was like, yeah, we put it together. And I was like, oh, so she brought, like, the tools and y'all, like, put it together? And he was like, yeah. It was, like, a little terrarium project we did. And I was like, So you want me to punch you? That's what you want me to do? Like, you, what is happening? Right, why are you like, telling me this? Like, this is not an issue. Sure.
Like, why did y'all do this body sure activity enough, together?
They were cheating with one another. So, you know. I'm just saying. No. Recognize the signs, people. Anyway, go ahead. That's my lesson learned. Don't let people accept guesses.
I have two lessons learned. My first one would be it's to a certain extent to like something like are truly innocent and like you have to the same way like we've both said in this show definitely hold your partner accountable like you gotta also if you're gonna be with them trust that they are going to mm-hmm. behave correctly and that they like handled whatever needs to be handled from that aspect to make sure that things are going appropriately at work. Because, I mean, if you're worried about Christmas gifts at work, honestly, like, you should be worried about them going to work every day because they don't got to get a gift to cheat. And then my second lesson learned is, like I said earlier, is to, like, just be, if it is truly inappropriate to a point where it's bothering you, and you're the one receiving the gift, I think that we have to learn to be comfortable with mm-hmm. being uncomfortable and say, you know, like, I'm sorry, but this is inappropriate and mm-hmm. I can't accept it. And if they want to have a conversation about why, you can choose to explain it to them or not. Or, you know, just be like, okay, like I said, it's inappropriate and no thank you. Because sometimes people do be trying to make passes and you want to, like, say it's innocent. And sometimes you think, like, I would say for me, I feel like I've let my guard down thinking somebody at work was just being nice to me. And in reality, they were mm-hmm. really hitting on me. And then I was like, okay, like, pump your brakes. Because I didn't realize that that's right, why I ain't noticed what we were doing these things. On. And I, like, right, like, I didn't know that this is why you were trying to be nice. And that's why I really don't like accepting stuff from men at work. Unless it's like, they got extra chicken biscuits Ma'am. When they be buying chicken biscuits in the morning. I take one of them. But, like, I feel like I've had some of them that have looked out for me a little too much, and it wasn't, like, a dad type of lookout. Because I typically, in the work environments I've been in since I've been out of college, it's usually, like, older men that I'm working around, not a whole lot of young men, per se. Well, that would reach out and be trying to, like, look out and stuff. So, like, knowing the difference between somebody that's trying to be your mentor and somebody that's trying to hit mm-hmm. on you is a big thing. And you got to be okay with just saying no. And that's not just for protecting, you know, your relationship or whatever, but that's for protecting you too. Like, you never know what somebody could be on. So you got to be okay with saying, like, this is inappropriate. I'm not comfortable with you doing that. And even if it is truly a nice gesture, like, just be like, it's an inappropriate gesture, but I mean, I guess you tried it. And so I'm just telling you, I don't like it. So that's my lesson learned. That is something that I am still having to work with myself on, but I've definitely gotten a lot better at just turning down certain things and saying no.
Oh, no. All right. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of the Save the Date podcast. We are one episode away from wrapping up an entire decade, 2 years of podcasting.
Yes.
A decade of living these experiences that we podcast about. Well, hold on. Have we been dating for 10 years yet? Yeah.
How old
Low key.
Are we?
I'm 30, so.
Yeah.
You feel me? I've been dating longer than 10 years.
I'm 28, so I'm still young, Tinder.
Okay, so am I. Don't do that. Anyway. You can catch this podcast not next week, but next week because we bi-weekly or whatever. Candace had me messed up, so now I messed up the whole outro. Anyway, if you want your questions or comments on the show, send them to SaveTheDateSOS@gmail.com, or you can record. You can record them on the Anchor app, and the link is in our Instagram bio. That Save the Date Show on Instagram. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm mad.
Oh, Imani is in her full. Do you want to fight?
I ain't even gonna ask you that because I feel like it's not even worth that right now.
Shoot. Imani, listen. What park you want to go to? Let's get this out. I'm just playing.
What park?
What park,
girl? We only a couple hours from each other.
What's up? I got new tires. What you trying to do?
Ooh, and you just did your braids too.
Did I just throw them to the side like what you call it?
That's the first thing I'm going for because I know they're gonna slide out.
See now. See. Now I gotta make sure I wear boots because you're trying to find dirt. All right, y'all. Well, y'all pray for us because clearly we almost coming to blows at the end of the year.
We'll let y'all know how it goes on the next episode.
Ain't nobody gonna admit if they lost, so don't worry. It's gonna be real entertaining.
We're gonna go live on the Instagram on the Save the Day show page.
Well, our followers gonna blow up for real then.
All right, okay. Y'all.
Bye, y'all. Bye.